Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to CE Info Systems MapmyIndia Q1 FY26 earnings call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Shobhit Singhal from Anand Rathi Share and Stock Brokers Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good evening, everyone. On behalf of Anand Rathi Institutional Equities, we welcome you all to Q1 FY26 conference call of MapmyIndia. We have with us today Mr. Rakesh Verma, Co-founder and Chairman of the company, Mr. Rohan Verma, MD Mappls DT Private Limited and Geotrophy Systems Private Limited, which are subsidiaries of the company, Mr. Anuj Jain, CFO, and Mr. Saurabh Somani, Company Secretary and Compliance Officer. I will now hand over the call to Mr. Rakesh Verma for his opening remarks. Post that, we will start with Q&A questions.
Thank you, Shobhit. Good evening, everybody. Let me start saying that MapmyIndia has started FY26 on a strong footing, delivering robust financial performance across all key metrics in Q1. For Q1 FY26, year-on-year, the revenue grew by 19.8% to 121.6 crore, while EBITDA rose by 30.6% to 55.9 crore, and PAT increased by 27.7% to 45.8 crore. In Q1 FY26, EBITDA margin was 46.0%, and PAT margin was 33.9%, underscoring the strength of our business model and operational efficiency. Our map-led business remained a key growth engine, delivering a strong 26% year-on-year growth, with EBITDA margin of 54.8% as against 50.1% in Q1 FY25. The company, believing in long-term prospects of its IoT business, is increasing its shareholding in its IoT subsidiary, Geotrophy Systems Private Limited, from 75.98% to 96.0%. Mappls DT Private Limited, a wholly owned subsidiary, has been fully operationalized to serve the large and fast-growing digital transformation and digital twin needs of the government and defense sector. From an industry lens, our automotive and mobility tech A&M revenue grew 24.4% year-on-year, supported by growing demand for our advanced automotive solutions. The consumer tech and enterprise digital transformation C&E segment also performed well, registering a 16.1% year-on-year increase. We made meaningful progress in both customer acquisitions and deepening engagements with existing clients through upsell and cross-sell of innovative solutions. Notable wins and go-lives spanned across automotive OEMs, fleet operators, technology startups, traditional enterprises, and various government departments, including defense. With our focus on live high-definition maps, which is called HD maps, going beyond 2D and 3D standard definition maps, we have developed use cases for autonomous driving and lane-level navigation experience. In August 2025, we entered into a strategic business agreement with Zepto, a leading quick commerce company, where MapmyIndia SDK and APIs will be utilized to enhance their customer and delivery experience. Additionally, the board has approved on August 7, 2025, a strategic financial investment of 25 crore rupees in Zepto. This investment will enhance the capabilities and adoption of our suite of solutions for the large and fast-growing quick commerce industry. MapMania continues to work with and enable all players in this sector. Looking ahead, we are confident about the opportunities that lie ahead to achieve our revenue goal of 1,000 crore in FY28. The strong performance in Q1 reinforces our in the scalability and sustainability of our strategy. At the same time, we would like to communicate that the nature of this business is such that it should be observed more on a yearly basis rather than quarter on quarter. And with this, I conclude my opening remarks and would leave it to the participants to ask any questions. I have with me Rohan Verma, who would be also who would be able to answer any of your queries related to his area. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Shobhit Singhal from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Congrats on us, good performance on margins front. So my question, I have two questions. So first question is on a IoT-led business. So last quarter also, we seen around 4% decline in growth. And this quarter as well, it was largely flat. So how one should see the growth trajectory from here on?
Shobhit, this is Rohan here. I'll answer the question on IoT. See, the large long-term opportunity on this is quite large. We've talked about it before and most recently in the investor day that we did about 2 months ago. We as a company had to take a call on how we want to go about addressing this IoT opportunity. Our parent company or the listed company MapMyIndia to automotive and corporate world is selling IoT. The wholly owned subsidiary Mapples DT is selling IoT to the government world, and G2P is selling the other subsidiary is selling into the transporter and corporate logistics ecosystem. So as an entire group, we are servicing the IoT business. We figured out that, you know, one of the ways that we could grow and address this IoT opportunity is to increase our shareholding in Gtropy, which is 76% currently, to 97% right now, 96% right now, with the option and right to acquire balance 4%, 100% in the coming 4 years. Till now, the management, till March at least, the management of Gtropy was being run by the earlier founder. We transitioned the management in the beginning of Q1. And so we are going through this transition period where we are refocusing the business on the way MapMyIndia has been doing in the enterprise world, which is higher margin, large enterprises, and having certain fiscal prudences in mind. So I would say that this is part of a transition, and over the course of next quarter, we'll be both back on growth path as well as increase in profitability as we identify certain gaps in the past. We are addressing those, and again we'll be on the growth path both on top line and bottom line from a Gtropy and overall IoT led business point of view.
Understood. And so my second question, if you can share more details on your investment in Zepto and business agreement with them, like how big opportunity are we envisaging from this sector?
I'll answer on behalf of Mr. Verma. This is Rohan here. I think the company over the course of last multiple decades, but at least, has always found certain sectors which the company has gone deep into, automotive being one that the company went deep into since 2007 and building out this entire NCASE suite of solutions and then getting this large area of automotive to adopt those solutions with increasing number of use cases. With e-commerce and then now quick commerce, which is a pretty large and fast-growing industry, we believe that MapIndia as a group across maps, IoT, digital twin, digital transformation, we have a wide gamut of software platforms and solutions which can be applied to this industry. We work with various players in this sector and we'll continue to do so. We wanted to work closely in a strategic manner with somebody so that we can, I would say, complete our offerings or deepen our offerings for quick commerce and also see the kind of flagship adoption so that customers can get the benefit of the entire suite of MapIndia solutions. So with that objective, this investment is being made both from a strategic business agreement point of view, wherein MapIndia solutions shall be used by Zepto, but also investment point of view, where MapIndia suite of solutions will also, through the collaboration, we'll also be able to round out the solution, increase the product market fit, widen our gamut of solutions for quick commerce, so that we can service that area or that target market in a better way today in India and then, of course, over time, roll that out internationally also.
Understood. Thank you, sir. I will get back in the queue later on.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Chandramouli Muthiah from Goldman Sachs. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening, and thank you for taking my questions. My first question is just on the Zepto agreement. So I remember we had announced about 233 crores of e-commerce related business order win on the 1st of July. So just wanted to confirm if this Zepto business award slash agreement is the same as that one or if it is incremental to that one?
No. I think probably for lack of information, you are mixing up the two. The 233 crores had nothing to do with Zepto. It's a different customer and we talked about an e-commerce company at that time also.
Got it. So this new potential business relationship with Zepto is independent of that business award.
See, as Rohan said, in the last 15 years, we went deep dive into automotive sector. Now, we believe that e-commerce, quick commerce, and allied businesses, with logistics also play a role. Somehow, we need to go deep dive. What happens is when you work with a customer closely, at least one customer, like I can tell you about automotive, the first customer we worked closely with was BMW. And we learned a lot of things and then it helped us move to almost all the automotive companies. Here also we believe that in the quick commerce, the place a little different than the normal e-commerce. And by having a strategic business agreement, that was our objective and that how do we have a strategic business alliance. Now in the process, we felt to make that strategic business alliance more meaningful and stronger, we decided also to make an investment in that company.
Got it, that's helpful. My second question is on automotive and mobility. So this quarter, I think there's this pretty good 24.5% revenue growth in that business. This comes at a time when broader automotive volume growth in India seems to be in the low to mid single digits. So I just want to understand what are some of the factors that have driven this relatively robust growth in an industry environment that's been relatively more modest.
Yeah, so it's a happy news, right? So the reason is the more we are able to get into more depth of automotive sector, as Rohan talked about our NK solutions, And what it is doing is it's getting more and more, it's getting adopted more and more. And in spite of the overall automotive industry that didn't grow that much, our part of the solutions did have a did get a better adoption, and that's the only reason I can tell you that we could the attach rate increased. Okay, so this is how we have been successful in Q1.
Got it. If I could just clarify, most of this growth, is it coming from EVs? Is it coming from four-wheelers? Is it coming from two-wheelers? Any additional color you're able to provide that?
It's broad-based, honestly.
Definitely all the EVs that you're seeing in the market are anyways coming with.
Like you saw that Tata Motors Harrier.ev.
The Mahindra BEV.
See, actually, you can get the color yourself. Mahindra has become the second largest automotive company. I hope we are all aware of that. And we are very deeply entrenched with Mahindra. That also helps. Honda is also ramping up.
Got it. That's helpful. And just lastly, looks like we've made commitments to invest close to 50 crores of rupees in both Geotropy and Zepto. So just want to understand, what is our current cash balance as of end of the June quarter, if we include both cash in bank as well as liquid investments?
Yeah, I'll give you the full figure. First, 676 crores as of 30th June. Now, three major cash outflows either have happened or is going to happen shortly. One is Zepto, which is 25 crores. One is Geotropy, another 25 crores, and the 20 crores dividend which is getting paid right now. So if you add up the three, it comes out to 70 crores.
Got it. That's helpful. Thank you very much and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sukrit D. Patil from Eyesight Fintrade Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Good evening to the management and thank you for the insightful commentary. I had a question on how your mapping stack could evolve with India's next-gen infra. So my question is, as India is moving forward towards autonomous mobility and hyper-local intelligence, how is MapMyIndia planning to evolve its real view and 4D mapping stack to serve emerging use cases like drone corridors, EV routing infra, and spatial commerce by FY30? And just a follow-up question on this, could this also open up monetization opportunities beyond automotive, say for example in urban planning, climate mapping, or immersive retail? Yes, that was my question. Thank you very much.
Yeah, wonderfully framed question, and that's exactly, these are all the growth areas, sunrise sectors that we are absolutely well positioned for. You know, MapMyIndia is doing this 4D digital twin, so not just 2D, but 3D, not just standard definition, but high definition in 360, real-time updating, near real-time updating digital twin, including the real world, metaverse, what we call real world, so with immersive views. So all of the sectors that you're saying is where more and more adoption of our maps and allied technologies will happen. We are positioned in each of them. As those markets grow, our attach and hence our growth in each of these segments will grow. And remember, we are a product and platform company, meaning that we have the data product, we have the software product, software platform, and we have the capability to provide solutions to each of the industry verticals. I mean, it's a very rare thing to be product, platform and solution company providing APIs or apps as is required by the customer. And so that's what positions us well for coming time.
Okay, great. That pretty much answers my question. Thank you very much. Good evening and best of luck for all your future endeavors.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants to press star and 1 to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Anmol Garg from DAM Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. Couple of questions from my side. So from the growth perspective, we have grown at around 20% in this particular quarter. Do you believe that the growth this year would be more back-ended? And also wanted to understand that has that 233 crore order, has it started to contribute into revenues for us?
Now, what was your second statement?
That the 233 crore order that we won, has it started to come into revenues?
Let me answer the second part. Yes, it has. Number one. Huh? Number two, on the other one, back-ended. I don't call it back-ended. What I call, but from your language, it is also correct. What we say always that it is the entire year that you have to look at. And there are certain seasonalities in our business. And history has shown us that the Q4 is quite high compared to anything in Q1, Q2, Q3. So if you call it as a back-ended growth that will happen, the answer appears to be right, yes. But Rohan may like to add something.
Yeah, I was just going to say that definitely from a government part of the business point of view, it is back-ended.
Understood. Secondly, on this Zepto contract, what can be the potential revenue from this particular client from an annualized basis that we are looking at? And as this part of investment, would we be also sharing some data with the company?
So, I mean, definitely we won't be able to talk about, specific numbers on specific contracts. But you can imagine that they're a large player of scale and growing fast. And so hence their technology needs and technology consumption or technology spend will be significant. So, definitely there's potential, but we'll see as the business relationship builds up. And, of course, they shall be using, our solutions, like we mentioned, the APIs, SDKs, etc.
Yeah, so what I wanted to understand is that apart from the APIs, normal APIs that we provide to customers, would there be other any data sharing which will happen with this customer?
See, the opportunities are diverse. It's not, but APIs also is an interesting APIs SDK. APIs SDK for what? There are so many different types of APIs SDK. When a customer wants to get something done quickly without developing a complete technology behind it, then they use the APIs SDK. It could be analytics also. It could be so many other things also. So let's not think that it is a small opportunity. The opportunity is pretty large. They like the idea that they would like to focus on their business rather than creating maps.
Understood. Sure, sir. Thank you. That's it for mine.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhishek Kumar from JM Financial Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good evening, and thanks for taking my question. I think good performance on margins. My question is on margin only. Map-led margins have gone up to 54%. Is this the new normal? Is this a sustainable level for map-led business?
Again, you are looking at a quarter. Please look at the whole year. We compared that 51%, 54% is more than 50% last quarter. But if you look at the, I don't remember exactly, but what was the map-led margin for the whole year last year? So we would like to do better than last year. But then overall margin, we have given a guidance for this year. I think we have clearly said that where we would like to be. But then if our EBITDA has come to 46% this quarter, that's a great news. It helps, it gives us a couple of different opportunities. It will support us in our growth, revenue growth also.
Yeah, if you can remind us the guidance.
I'll add from my Rohan here. It's a function of the mix of products that we are selling, and it's also a function of the quantum scale that we're doing. So like Mr. Verma said, we have kind of a yearly objective. And so it really is on us. It gives us some headroom to focus on growth or other types of products, which, you know, ultimately it's that portfolio that will lead to that overall EBITDA margin. So it's good in this quarter we had higher margin. That may get balanced out over the course of the year or just depending on the mix.
Yeah, just wanted to check what was the margin guidance for FY26, if you can just remind us.
I think we had said that it will be 35% plus, if I remember from my investor meet which happened 2 months back. But guidance is a guidance, okay? But that's what I said, and now you see in Q1 it is 46%.
Okay. Second is on IoT. I understand you are now increasing your stake. So just wanted to understand the reason for decline this quarter. Is it linked to, you know, this change in ownership and therefore some delayed decision internally, etc.? And if so, how should we look at the growth in hardware, especially within IoT-led segment for the rest of the year?
Yeah, a few factors I can explain. We want to see the contribution margin in our IoT business, especially around hardware sales, go up. And so there was a conscious effort to increase contribution margin. We also felt that the inventory that we had on hand in Gtropy was a bit too high compared to what our comfort factor would be. So we wanted to run down the inventory a little bit, but without affecting the contribution margin. So in general, we shied away from a few different types of hardware sales. Our OpEx business, where we give the hardware out on rent, continues to go well, and we have multiple new wins, as you would have seen in the A&M and C&E highlights. So multiple wins across people and goods, movement, etc., across cement or automotive or school bus, etc. So increasing the contribution margin was an objective which we achieved. Rundown is something that we achieved. Definitely there's a fixed cost element in the company that has had increased, and we want to right size it, and that is a little bit part of change of management and how to manage personnel, who to keep, who not to keep, etc. So that's a fixed cost addressing, and a few of the things around systems which led to a little bit increase in OPEX, especially around SIM cost and SIM usages, because it's an IoT company. So a few of the systems we have to also clean up, because like I said, we see a pretty large headroom for growth in this IoT. We'd rather do all this cleanup and consolidation right now, so that from there the growth can be secular. And again, there's enough contribution margin in this business that the operating leverage will kick in. You've seen that in the last 8-10 quarters of performance in this company. But there comes a time when you need to consolidate a little bit so that you are orienting the ship in a way so that next phase of growth, you don't again face issues every quarter, every few quarters. So there is going to be growth in this. It's a pretty large, there's going to be increased profitability. We will make investments in Gtropy in terms of, the right type of investments around sales, the right type of investments around or resource allocation and efforts around products and productivity. So those things will happen to see the business through in a good way in the coming quarters or years.
I'll just add a little bit. Just bear with us for the IoT for the next few quarters, and you'll see what good things happening in due course of time.
Sure, we'll look forward to those good things. One last question from my side. Any particular rationale for creating a separate subsidiary for government and defense sector? And if you can just talk about, how's that demand in that sector and pipeline looking? Thank you.
I think it creates a focus. Again, there's a large business to be done around government digital transformation, government digital twin, and government defense tech. And so the rationale to create, to house that business within the wholly owned subsidiary was to create focus. In the longer term, it might create some value also. It could create some value also, but primarily right now it is from a management giving the focus and the teams there end-to-end focused on the servicing the needs of the government. In terms of wins, again, you would have seen in the CNE part of the highlights, especially on the government side, lots of new wins across central, state, and local governments, including also in defense, covering our map-led, IoT-led, digital twin, digital transformation, and defense tech set of solutions. So quite good. We're quite happy. But of course, the opportunity is large, and that's where the team is focused on, to keep increasing every quarter.
So that's very helpful. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sameer Dosani from ICICI Prudential AMC. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. So I see you've mentioned updates on Southeast Asia business. First, we've gone live with Tier 1 supplier to a major car OEM. So is this Hyundai Auto ever, or apart from that, we have started doing business with some other OEMs? That is first question. And if you can share some update on how are we doing with, other OEMs in Southeast Asia, so that will be helpful if you can give some update on that.
So two parts to Southeast Asia. One is what MapmyIndia is doing and selling its solutions to customers in that area, end customers directly. In that, you would have seen a win in A&M, which is around this tier one for an end automotive client. And end automotive client there is Hyundai, but the tier one is different. And it's for a solution of MapmyIndia. You would have also seen a win in the enterprise side, which is an oil and gas company in Southeast Asia, Brunei,
yes.
Your place, we might have mentioned. So that part is going well in terms of expanding the awareness and hence the interest and eventually the adoption of MapmyIndia's international solutions in that market. Parallelly, the JV also is there, TerraLinks Technologies, TLT, which is the JV with Hyundai Auto ever, where they own 60% and we own 40%. And the JV is in build phase. They're doing a good job. They're putting together the maps for 10 large countries in the Southeast Asia region and then making that available to OEM customers as a map company. The way that MapmyIndia historically has done in India, for many years. And that build phase is going well. Of course, the anchor customers there would be the parent company of Hyundai Auto ever, but conversations are also on with other OEMs. This is in the next 1, 2, 3 years. FY27, start of FY27 onward, the TLT kind of revenues will also start coming in a good way.
Okay. Thanks for this update and wishing you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Keshav from Niveshaay. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity and congrats on the given performance. So as you mentioned that you have plans to evolve into urban planning and develop a digital twin. So given that some players are already established in this space and mapped out entire cities, so do you think that they hold a competitive advantage over you?
Yeah. Remember, we are product platform API solution company, both, and we've been doing this digital twin data maybe without, you know, tagging it as such, digital twin solutions. And if you see the wins that we are doing, you know, most of the wins that we are having in the government have an element of digital twin already, whether at a local or state level. So I would say the competitive advantage for customers is with MapmyIndia, they are able to get the maps, the software, both, rather than just engage for services and not being able to use it beyond a survey type of activity. So, yeah, and like we've said before, we're a bit careful with how we pick up business. I mean, we make sure that these are collectible, these are executable. You know, there's a kind of deliberateness to how we pick up a certain business rather than just picking business for the sake of business.
I'll just add a little bit, give you some color or flavor. If I go back to the little bit history, when we were building the products and platforms whereby where we have succeeded so much today, and we are far ahead, or rather far, we are probably the only one in many senses. There were plenty of services company who were making the maps for a company, for somebody, and they will have some kind of a software to do some job. Now, over a period, and this is a 2D map I'm talking about, not digital twin. Over a period of time, what has happened now? The companies now, the end users, they are not interested in getting the survey done or rather use the final product, which includes software and some platform. Same thing I'm foreseeing that with this kind of a services-oriented digital twin kind of a thing will go away ultimately, and what will happen is those companies like us who will provide the correct right platform and product will succeed and will be sustainable.
Got it, sir. Thank you so much for the detailed explanation.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sagarika Chetty from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, apologies for joining the call a little late. So I just wanted to get a sense of when can we expect a turnaround in the JV in terms of the losses that we're currently making? And secondly, what is the trajectory, and what kind of, and when can we expect the revenue contribution from our international side and size of business to be sort of sizable in our overall top line? If you can give us a sense of or color on the trajectory, that would be great. Yeah.
Yeah, on the international revenues, they've already started to flow in. International from MMI, I'll come to the JV second. For MMI from international, revenues have already started to come in, and it will only increase over the time that to come. We are having wins every quarter. Of course, for it to become sizable enough, it will probably take, like we said, about a year or two, but it will become then. For the JV also, we've talked about that end of FY26 or Q1 FY27 is when the JV will start also generating revenues. Imagine that, especially in automotive, once you win the contract, the go-live takes some time. So that's when the JV will also start kind of contributing.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this was the last question. I now hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
thanks to all of you for listening to us. I can only say in the end that we are on the right trajectory. We are confident, we feel very confident that FY28 will reach our goal of 1,000 crore. We need your good wishes. That's how I would like to end.
Thank you. On behalf of CE Infosystems MapMyIndia Limited, we conclude this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.